This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A singer named Matis Yahu had an improbable breakthrough hit in 2005 with his album Youth. He got a lot of attention in part because of his religion. At that time, he practiced ultra-Orthodox Hasidic Judaism. But before he became the world's only Hasidic reggae superstar, Matis Yahu was a high school dropout who found his path from a song.
You know, I went to my first day of high school when I was 17 and just decided this is garbage and I'm not going to subdue myself to something that I don't believe in. And I just took off the only way that I knew how to, which was this counterculture I had been exposed to. And I went in a VW bus with a friend of mine to Burlington, Vermont, and was living in the park for a while. And when I was there, there was a kid I saw one time in the park. He had a hand drum, and he was singing, and he had, like, the most powerful and the sweetest voice, and he was singing the Rastaman chant. One bright morning when my work is over, I'm going to fly away home to Zion. And, like, the words just rang true. And, like, the way he was belting it, just, it just made a real impression on me. And then from wherever I went, I had a drum with me. And wherever I traveled to, I would always sing that song. You know, I'd sing it by myself. If I woke up in some living room somewhere, in the morning I would sit there and I would sing that song. That became kind of like my theme song. It meant redemption.
If I had the wings of a dove, if I had the wings of a dove, I'd fly away home to Zion, fly away home.
Later on, when I became religious, I was learning something in a book called the Tanya, which is like a fundamental text of Hasidism, and it brings a line from the Psalms of King David, and the line says, if I had the wings like a dove, I would fly away home to Zion. Because when I heard this song, I never understood, well, this is why the lyrics ring so true to me. The concept made sense to me. Zion, I had this image of Zion. I went to Jerusalem when I was 16 and sat and saw the sun setting over Jerusalem, and I had a very powerful experience. So I always thought, as I was kind of going through high school and going through, you know, the suburbs that I lived in, one morning, I'll be back in Jerusalem.
I've been here too long. I said, Lord, won't you raise me up from the ground? So long, where my mom been at? Won't you please wake me up? Won't you please bring me
to not be involved in singing and music and reggae would mean sort of like eliminating a piece of myself. That's the generation that we live in. That's what separates us from any other past generation in Russia or in Spain or wherever, is that we live in America and most of us were not raised religious, and so we've been influenced by other cultures that are a part of us. When I sing it, I feel it's like sort of like a memory from almost a past life. You know, what is it, like 10 years later? And it's hard to still have that same sensitivity and intensity, because at that time, that was all I had. That was it. I wasn't making a living playing music. I didn't have a wife. I didn't have a life. I didn't have a religion that gave me three times a day to spend, you know, hours praying. And so now I have a whole lifestyle that's about trying to connect to God. So when I sing that song, it's not as potent as when I was like this homeless teenager in the park.
Sit, I hear the words of the Hayamon say, oh, Babylonian throne going down, 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 Babylonian throne going down.
Matis Yahu, formerly Matthew Miller, is on tour now with a new album that's coming out in June. A couple of years ago, he caused some consternation by shaving off his Orthodox beard, but he still identifies as Jewish. Michael May produced our story. If a song has ever changed your life, for better or worse, we'd like to hear about it. You can contact us at studio360.org.